Ubley 28, Deckerville nothing. Petullo up under center. He'll hand it off. And the ball carrier going right up the middle. That is number 6, Dylan Lundgren, the ball carrier. And Lundgren finds his way to the 36-yard line.
Got an update out of out in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach all over Mayville right now, 26 to nothing.
Second down, make that third down, and two coming up for the Eagles. Ball sitting on the Bearcat 37-yard line. 3:20 to go here in the first half.
Big play for the Eagles here.
Petullo up under center, hands it off. Eagles going to be close to first down yardage here as the ball carrier. Looked like that might have been Wilfong. And it was. Has an Eagle first down. Well, the Eagles finding a little bit of success on this drive, Jason. Have the football first and 10 on the Bearcat 34-yard line coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, well, just about anything would have been an improvement over those first four possessions. No first downs, very little in the way of yardage. Here, moving the ball. Those drives started out the 36-yard line. They're already across midfield and over to the Ubley 34-yard line.
Petullo will hand it off. It's going to be Ross, the ball carrier, and Ross tripped up near the line of scrimmage on the far side of the field. He did a lot of running, but didn't get much in the way of yardage, about a yard. Second down and 9 coming up.
And again, Ubley flowing to the ball very well. They get in the way. They'll take on a blocker. One of the players will take on a blocker just to have another one of the defenders come up and make the tackle. It's a good teamwork by the Bearcats out there on defense.
2:20 to play here in the first half. Coming up at the break, Paul Adams will stop by our rather warm press box now. I was kind of worried about being cold tonight. I didn't dress very warm, but it's very comfortable up here.
It's the popcorn machine keeping us warm.
Hand off up the middle. It's Cody Ross again, the ball carrier. Ross going to pick up 3 or 4 here on the play.
I'll go down at halftime and investigate that popcorn machine.
Okay, you check
make sure it's tasting okay.
All right. Paul Adams will stop by, and we'll talk about the first half of action here, and we'll also talk about what's happening across the thumb tonight. We'll go through the scores as well. Minute 40 left to go here in the first half. The Bearcats up 28 to nothing. Eagles looking at third down and 7. Picked up 2 on that last play. I said 4, but I don't know how to add, so don't listen to me. Third and 7, handoff. Actually, the quarterback, Petullo, rolling out to the left, has a receiver open, and it's juggled and falls to the turf. Incomplete. Cody Ross had it, and he had a lot of running room in front of him, but he was running before he caught the ball.
Yeah, I think he might have heard some footsteps, too. A couple ugly defenders bearing down on him, but a perfect pass by Petullo. Cody Ross, the senior, I mean, he's probably made that play 100 times before, and that went right off his hands and fell incomplete. Now brings up fourth down for Deckerville, which is almost a must-convert situation here. Just the way the offense has been going tonight, the defense hasn't been able to stop Ubley, especially through the air. I don't have the official passing yards for Ubley right now, but all I can tell you is they have touchdown passes of 57, 60, and 65 yards. So you can do the math at home. You can figure it out. Ubley's doing a pretty good job through the air tonight.
We can track down some of those numbers at the half as well. Minute and 22 left to go before the break. Fourth down and 7 for the Eagles. Back to throws. Petullo looking. Pass incomplete. Actually, it's intercepted. It's Tyler Peruski, and Peruski has all kinds of running room again. He's got a blocker in front of him as well. Peruski down the sideline. He'll be dragged down inside the 20-yard line. Nice return on the interception for the Bearcats, but we do have a penalty flag over here at the 28-yard line, so let's hold everything.
They're holding up the chain gang here, so we'll see what the call is.
This run may come back. We'll see if the interception stands. Hands to the face.
And it's on the return, so Ubley will retain possession. They just won't have the ball in as deep a territory as they were. Ubley will retain possession, so it must have been a hands to the face call on the interception return by Tyler Peruski. But Tyler Peruski having himself a nice game here tonight as he, he had a 60-yard touchdown run wiped out there, but running the ball quite well here tonight. Hasn't been into the end zone yet for Ubley, but the way the offense is moving, it may be just a matter of time.
How many yards does he have that don't count on the interception return, and you just had a 60-yard touchdown run wiped out.
Yeah, he's done a lot of unnecessary running here tonight. I think Coach Sweeney might have to give him a break on the wind sprints this week at practice. He did a lot of extra running here tonight.
He got a lot of yards, but they're not going to count on the stat sheet. 108 to play in the first half. Bearcats with the football. They'll have it at their own 19, make that the 18-yard line. Full house formation now behind Drake. They'll hand it off. It's Cleary. Make that Nash the ball carrier. Nash finding his way out over the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Second down coming up.
Well, they're not really showing a lot of urgency here. They do have two timeouts left, but I think that return getting wiped out there like it did, it kind of stuck him in a deep hole, and I think Coach Sweeney will just be content to take this thing to halftime. Up 28-0, but who knows? We've seen Ubley strike for big plays on second down before. Two of those touchdown passes coming on long second and long type situations.
Second down and 7. Drake will hand it off. And again, they'll just run it right up the middle. And it is a Bearcat first down. Get a number on the ball carrier here. It is Brett Cleary. Stops the clock with 28 seconds to go here.
Well, Ubley quickly to the line of scrimmage now, so maybe things have changed. They might try to run this play quick and get another timeout going.
At their own 32-yard line, Drake up under center. Takes the snap and hands it off. Looks like Nash make that Cleary the ball carrier. And Cleary out over the 35. Down to 10 seconds to play, and that will probably be the final play of the half.
Well, a good first half for Ubley. I mean, just about a perfect first half. You know, Deckerville only mustering a couple of first downs, an interception by Deckerville as well, and three long touchdown passes by the Bearcats. Ubley really dominating this game here to start.
That is the end of the first half. The Bearcats with a 28-0 lead over the visiting Deckerville Eagles. Welcome back here to Herb Field in Ubley for the halftime show. Paul Adams is making his way upstairs, and we'll get his reaction on the first half of action here from Ubley. Again, 28-0 at the break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Don't miss the hottest firearms truck on the road. The Remington Mobile Tour will be at Randy's Hunting Center on Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th. See the latest Remington firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Get hunting and shooting tips and learn about new Remington products like hypersonic steel ammunition and the VersaMax shotgun. Randy's has everything you need for the hunt. Crossbows by Darton Parker and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Standard archery equipment and custom arrow service. Find over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 80 brands and styles of shotgun slugs. The new H&R Ultra Slugger Shotgun and the new Savage Bolt Action Slug Gun. They can drill and tap your slug gun. Mountain Boar Sight Scopes and even custom sight and service is available. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
With the constant weather changes that come with living in Michigan, it just makes sense to prepare for any kind of disaster that might strike. And the multi-peril crop insurance deadline is closer than you think. So shouldn't you call William Thayer Crop Insurance, LLC? Be prepared for anything by calling Thayer Crop Insurance at 810-376-4961. And remember, March 15th is the last day to get registered. William Thayer Crop Insurance, LLC, an equal opportunity provider.
I'm Terry Brown, your state representative and the chair of the House School Aid Appropriations Committee. Sports can build confidence and character. I believe we all play a role in the education of our students. Parents, fans, and people in the community all set an example for students, whether they're aware of it or not. Help rekindle the spirit of citizenship and set a positive example in everything you do, both at the game and in the community. Good sportsmanship is what sets our schools apart and makes this a great place to live. Thanks for showing your community pride and building a better future for our children.
Paid for by the committee to elect Terry Brown.
Welcome back to Herb Field in Ubley. It is 28-0 at the break, and Paul Adams, sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune, is in the booth to join us. And we'll get your thoughts, Paul, on the first half of action here from Ubley.
Well, the only thing, I'm not surprised by the score at all. I know some people might